What in your mind seems to be the cause of these recent crashes?
You know, in general, what I'm seeing in vehicle accidents, you know, people are very distracted, it seems, now when they're driving just day to day on the roadways. They're paying attention to their phones or whatever else is going on in their vehicle and not really paying attention to what's going on around them. And certainly that could be, you know, when they're involved in a pedestrian-type accident or a bicycle. We just have to remain alert and aware of our surroundings to, you know, make sure that these things don't happen, because the majority of accidents, quite frankly, are preventable. It's usually an incident where, you know, you didn't see somebody or there was some other factor involved that could have been mitigated, you know, if you were paying attention behind the wheel.
What can be done as far as preventing this distracted driving? Is there also aggressive driving involved as well?
Sure. I think, you know, we've been pretty responsive in traffic enforcement. I think, you know, it's about changing behaviors. I think, you know, that's certainly something we've been dealing with since COVID. We've seen a difference in driving habits. And, you know, we're really taking an aggressive stance on enforcement in that regard. Because, we do see these habits. And about 4 years ago, they started. And you know, I'd like to see them subside. And I think it's certainly contributing to accidents. I would say that, you know, still some of our leading causes of accidents in Niagara County are speed, failure to yield right of way, and alcohol is certainly in there as well. But, you know, more specifically to pedestrian and bicycle accidents, you know, there's rules of the road for bicyclists especially. You know, they have to follow the rules of the road as if it's a vehicle. So certainly, you know, as a bicyclist, you need to know the rules of the road, and that can help prevent accidents. Pedestrians, you know, pedestrians do have the right of way, but I would certainly recommend to pedestrians that don't assume that people see you. If you're going to walk into a crosswalk, things like that, make sure that, you know, you make eye contact or that the vehicle's slowing down, things like that. Don't assume that people in vehicles can see you.
And how much that also applies to bicyclists and motorcyclists? I've seen a couple, you know, weave in and out of traffic.
Sure. Anytime there's, you know, aggressive action, whether, you know, like you said, a motorcycle or a bicyclist, it causes some type of a reaction from a driver. So, you know, again, it simply goes back to, in those scenarios, whether you're driving a vehicle, a bicycle, a motorcycle, follow the rules of the road. And certainly that makes things a lot safer for everybody. And again, if you're a pedestrian, yes, you do have the right of way, and vehicles need to use due care around a pedestrian. But just, you know, again, be safe and make sure that those vehicles do see you.